Good morning. Today's readings are fairly short. We're reading from Exodus, Proverbs, and Timothy. First is from Exodus 18, verse 21. You should also look for able men among all the people, men who fear God, are trustworthy, and hate dishonest gain. Set such men over them as officers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Proverbs 16:9. The human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs these steps. Timothy 3:1-7. The saying is sure. Whoever aspires to the office of the bishop desires a noble task. Now a bishop must be above reproach, married only once, temperate, sensible, respectful, hospitable, and an apt teacher. Not a drunkard, not a violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children submissive and respectful in every way. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may be puffed up with the conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by the outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace and the snare of the devil. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
My name is Candy, because I wasn't here last week, with Jim Eichner basically said we were passing out little questionnaires for everyone to fill in. They came out both as an electronic message from Reverend Wood and also hard copies which were in the back, and I see a number of people that returned them at this point. If anyone has not had a copy, I have multiple ones here. Anyone need a copy? Okay. So what's going to happen next? We're going to take the copies that have been returned and we're going to make a short analysis to see what we're looking for. And the scripture this morning sort of mentioned everything we're looking for: honest, trustworthy, not a recent convert, so on. And what will be next on the agenda for the PNC is to have focus groups. And we'll have a sign-up sheet somewhere in the back. These are, as the questionnaires are anonymous, there's no name taking, there's no recordings or anything like that. So everybody's going to have a chance to say their feelings, what they would like to have in a new minister. So be aware that this will be coming out probably within the next week or so. We do have another pastoral nominating committee coming up by the end of the month. And we'll be able to, again, analyze that information, and then we comprise a list mission statement that we want to send into Presbytery. We turn that over to Presbytery, and at that point, then Presbytery gives us some nominations. They put out, I guess, the list of people that would like to apply to be the minister here in Glenshaw Valley. Yes?
Did you say that there's another nominating committee that's going to be formed?
No. This is,
I couldn't hear you.
The pastoral nominating committee has another meeting by the end of the month.
Oh, a meeting.
The five of us. So we're going to take the information from these sheets and the focus groups and sit down and then comprise a mission statement that we want to submit to Presbytery.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Yes. I think maybe what she was talking about was forming the focus groups as to how people want to, like you said, express their feelings. But there is a nominating committee, but we want a focus group from the congregation who will give us more in detail of what they feel the qualities of a pastor should be.
Did everybody hear that? What Kathy said was, we're going to have focus groups. It's not going to be another nominating committee. It's going to be open to everyone who's in the church. And we're going to sit down. There are five of us on the pastoral nominating committee. One of us will supervise. And it will be extremely small groups so that everybody has a chance to voice their own beliefs, their own desires for the pastor. Okay. And once we get that information along with this, then we submit that to Presbytery. And then they submit that up so we can have nominations, people coming who want to be our pastor. And then the selection process goes on from that point. If we get 10 people, we have to look at each one of them, we have to make a decision, and offer the job to that person, and hopefully that will be the end of the issues. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you. If you haven't turned this in, the box is in back there.
Well, thank you. I know one of the things that takes a lot of effort on the pastor nominating committee, pulpit nominating committee, is to build the ministry information form. There's a lot of work and effort that has to go into that, and that's what described to potential candidates, you know, what are we looking for in this church, what are we all about, what's our history, those types of things. So there's a fair amount of work that needs to be done in filling out this MIF. And then that goes out on the presbytery, and there's an electronic way for people to submit their pastor information forms, their PIFs, and the PIFs will be reviewed by the PNC to take a look at it and see which one of the candidates they need to take a look at. But they'll all look at the PIFs. So it's you have to take your due diligence to do it. It takes time, and we really thank all those on the pastor, the pulpit nominating committee, who's working on this. And it's important for the leadership of our church, and we thank them for the work they're doing for us. In the meantime, I'm really happy that we have Pastor Wood here to be our interim pastor during this time. I believe that he'll be back, and he's going to restart his Martin Luther series Tuesday night and Tuesday day. So, and he'll also be here for the session meeting on Wednesday. So thank you all very much for that.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
Who's on the committee?
Myself, Jim Eichner, Paul
McGough,
and Patty Paul.
And then also we have a representative from the Pittsburgh Presbytery, who's our liaison person. I don't remember his name offhand, but he assists the pulpit nominating committee.
Dave
Lavender, yes. Answer your question?
Yes.
Any other questions? Yes.
When it gets narrowed down to whether it's a few people that are in the position, is there a way to have them come into the church?
Oh, absolutely. So, depending on where that person is at, the people from the PNC may go visit that congregation he has now and listen to a service. But at some point, clearly, the person who is being seriously considered will come here and come to the church. He'll give a sermon, and we'll get some chance to have some what we thought of that person. Okay. Yes.
I just wanted to point out a lot of this is dictated by Presbytery and by the Book of Order. We are bound to take certain steps based on the fact that we are Presbyterian, so a lot of this is not our idea. Trust me. But I also wanted to clarify that there's a little bit of a difference between Dave Wood and the interim position, which was determined by and approved by session only. When we look to hire a full-time pastor, that is a recommendation from the pulpit nominating committee directly to the congregation, and the congregation approves that person, so we will probably have the opportunity to hear that person. But while Dave is temporary and good, better, and different than we on session did that, good, better, and different, the permanent person is the responsibility of the congregation. So that's why we wanted to take the time today to keep everybody aware of the process, let you know that you really do play a role in the process. You elected the pulpit nominating committee at our last congregational meeting, and that's why we think it's important that everybody understand the process, because the vote does come to the congregation.
Yeah, it's the congregation's vote, and it's when the pastor is called, it's the call from the congregation for the pastor to serve here. So it is not a decision just a small number of people. Yes.
For everyone's information, Pastor Wood is not eligible to become a new pastor.
And he wants to retire here anyway, so that's his next move that he wants. But he's here as long as we need him. Yes, any other questions? Comments?
No.
Yes.
He's only here for up to 18 months, correct?
It's nominally 18 months to 2 years. It's as long as we need, okay? We have to renew the contract we have with him. It's a year-to-year contract.
And that's coming up in February, correct?
Yes. His anniversary is in February. Okay? Answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. Well, thank you all very much, and thank the PNC for their work and for this information. And as things happen, I hope the PNC can publish some information and keep people up to date, because it's really important to know that progress is being made. It's not a black hole back there where things are being done. So it's important in the life of the church.